Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
According to TMZ, Floyd Mayweather's tour bus was shot up in Atlanta. Well, despite being one of the vehicles that was targeted, Mayweather was not injured, thank goodness. However, one of the retired boxer's bodyguards was reportedly shot in the leg. Now, the incident took place yesterday outside of the Intercontinental Hotel in Buckhead. Police said that three vehicles were part of Mayweather's motorcade, and they were all shot at after another vehicle pulled up beside them at an intersection and then just started firing off several shots. Well, all three vehicles fled and reportedly were being followed for a distance, and I'm sure we are going to hear a lot more about that story. Now, if you remember last summer, I told you that Jay-Z and Beyonce had purchased this $88 million Los Angeles mansion after the arrival of their twins, Sir and Rumi. Well, the Bel Air compound is like 30,000 square feet. It's got six buildings, a basketball court, four outdoor pools, eight bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, you know, all that kind of stuff. And now the Carters are adding an extensive upgrade to their home. I don't know how you add an upgrade to that. Oh, yes, I do. Because the superstars are planning to construct a state-of-the-art security compound around their estate to improve safety. The expansion will consist of living quarters, security guard rooms, an additional two-car garage, and a 10-car carport. All that's going to face the back of the road of the estate. Now, you know, the security compound is coming because they're about to kick off their On the Run 2 tour, which starts in June in the United Kingdom. They're going to headline 15 shows overseas before heading back to the States for their national tour. And I think they need to beef up security because they just want to make sure they're protected while they're gone, because, you know, there have been a lot of break-ins in that Bel Air area. So, you know what, when you go from $810 million a year to $900 million a year, like the Carters did in this past year, hey, what's a few million here and there? And Kerry Washington has created a diverse new line of makeup. The 41-year-old actress says she decided to create an affordable eye and cheek palette that all of her friends could use no matter what their skin tones are. Now, you know she's a spokeswoman for Neutrogena, and so she says, I'm a woman of color, so I want to be able to use it too, but I wanted everyone to be able to find new shades that they can use. I think this is like a really good idea. You know, the beauty industry can feel so intimidating and complicated, but for Kerry Washington, I'm thinking that it's not going to be a problem at all. And girlfriend, you know we will all be using your products. And Amsala Abera, an Ethiopian-born fashion designer whose simple, minimalist aesthetics transformed the modern American wedding dress. Amsala died on Sunday in Manhattan. She was 64. Her death at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center was caused by uterine cancer, according to her husband, Neil Brown. Now, Amsala was an entrepreneur, and by the way, the showing of her spring 2019 collection will go on as planned this month because she wanted it that way. Her career started when she couldn't find a wedding dress for herself in 1985. She wanted something simple, but every option on the market seemed over the top, so she made her own dress. It was clean, it was simple, and very little embellishment. Funny thing is, Amsala and I were at the very same party in Boston the night she met her husband. They had a great life together, and for many years, she supplied me with gowns for the Oscars. Amsala Abera was a one-of-a-kind designer and a one-of-a-kind woman. Rest in peace, my friend. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.